Good morning. It's Sunday, the 10th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from II in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, a Shenzhen mini PC maker is going all in on edge II. Singapore is openly selling itself as neutral ground for the global AI trade. And India's first gen AI unicorn quietly drops its frontier ambition. Let's start with the China edge play. Citone Group held a packed launch in Shenzhen on Friday, and the headline was a real strategy U-turn. This is a company that built its name making mini PCs for export. Now it's saying plainly, all in on AI. The new line is called the Agent Computer. Three tiers. The entry model ships with more than 200 preloaded skill agents from SenseTime. The mid-tier is built with Alibaba Cloud for edge cloud workloads. The professional tier is for serious on-device large model work. Citone's founder, Kevin Du, says the goal is for AI to handle 80 to 90% of users' daily tasks on local hardware, not in the cloud. The pitch is data privacy, cost control, and the freedom to run models where the data already lives. Why does this matter beyond Shenzhen? It's a clear signal that China's enterprise AI thesis is moving off the hyperscale cloud and onto on-device sovereign-friendly hardware. For Asian buyers and OEMs, it means the domestic compute stack now has a credible end-to-end story for offices and factories that don't trust the public cloud. And it raises the bar for any Western edge AI vendor trying to sell into the region. Okay, story number two, from edge boxes to a city betting on neutrality. SuperAI 2026, the big AI conference in Singapore, dropped its first speaker list this week. And it's striking. Z.AI, one of China's leading frontier labs, is scheduled on stage, right next to OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind. Plus MIT's Max Tegmark, Cerebras, and Razer's Min Liang Tan. The event runs over 2 days at Marina Bay Sands in early June. Organizers expect 10,000 attendees, 1,500 AI companies, and more than 150 speakers from over 150 countries. There's a Genesis startup competition too, with $100,000 prize pool backed by OpenAI. The co-founder, Peter Noshek, said the global AI ecosystem now needs, in his words, a place where the US, China, Europe, and Asia can meet in the same room. Singapore, he argues, is one of the few cities that can credibly do that. Why it matters. With export controls, sovereign AI mandates, and regulatory fragmentation pulling Washington and Beijing apart, Singapore is openly trying to monetize its neutrality. For enterprise leaders, this is where you'll physically see a Chinese frontier lab shake hands with Anthropic. And where Southeast Asian buyers, founders and regulators will set the contracts and standards that govern AI deployment across the region for the next 18 months. And our third story, from neutral ground to a sober update on national champion ambitions, Bhavish Aggarwal's Krutrim, India's first gen AI unicorn, said this week that it has paused its frontier model and chip work. Effectively, immediately, the company is now selling itself as a full-stack AI cloud platform for Indian enterprises. The numbers backed it up. Revenue tripled to about $31.5 million in the year ended March. First annual net profit. Margins above 10% and more than 25 large customers, including telcos, banks, and consumer internet platforms. Aggarwal launched Krutrim less than 2 years ago with big promises. An Indian foundation model, a domestic AI chip. both have now been quietly deprioritized. Crutrim is staying alive by being an AI cloud, not an AI lab. Why it matters. Crutrim is the highest profile concession yet that India's national champion foundation model story has hit the same wall that has flattened dozens of independent labs elsewhere. The gap between an Indian frontier model and a state-of-the-art Chinese or American one is just too expensive to close. For enterprise buyers and policymakers, the more useful question is whether sovereign AI in India quietly shifts away from build a Bharat LLM and toward run global models on Indian compute in Indian data centers with Indian cloud margins. And now, the AI in Asia view. Three stories, one through line. Asia's AI value is moving down the stack and out of the cloud. Seatone's edge workstations argue the next billion enterprise AI tasks will run on local boxes, not in someone else's data center. SuperEye's Singapore pitch argues the next big AI deals will be brokered in person, on neutral ground between Chinese frontier labs and US AI giants. Crutrim's pivot argues that even India's flagship national champion sees more money in selling cloud margins than in chasing GPT-class capability. Put together, it's an uncomfortable but useful message. Assume that the frontier model layer will be dominated by a handful of US and Chinese labs, and concentrate Asian bets on the layers above and below. Sovereign compute, regulated convening venues, and the everyday agentic workloads where data privacy and local economics actually decide the contract. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. If this saved you 10 minutes, share it with someone who needs it. Have a great Sunday.